best country music ever made from the 70s to today for all of Northwest Wisconsin. WSCM, Baldwin, 95.7 FM.
WSCM, 95.7 FM. St. Croix Country.
Shoulder, but I want her that teddy bear. She's got me saying sugar pie, honey, darling, and dear. I ain't seen the Braves play a game all year. I'm gonna get fired if I don't get some sleep. My long lost buddies say I'm getting in too deep, but I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. I try so hard, I can't.
This is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country.
At Valley View Window Treatments, they offer services to any business or commercial setting. Visit their new Richmond store today to see the selection of drapes, blinds, and shades in store. Learn more about what Valley View Window Treatments can do for you at Elners.com.
Hi, and welcome back to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. If you've listened before, you know that we are a radio show celebrating the past and embracing the future of country music. Each episode, we pick a theme. Today's theme is all about mountains, and we talk about all the songs that we love that are relevant to that theme. I'm here with Drew Morgan. Drew, so many songs in country music are coming from the mountains. You have mountain music. You have country songs about mountain music. You have mountain music that's not really mountain music, but has the words mountain music in it. I mean, the mountains are so connected to country music. Why do you think that is?
It's definitely because half of the foundation of country music came down from the mountains, quite literally, in the form of old fiddle tunes and what became bluegrass music. But in the early days, what was going on in the hollers of West Virginia, Kentucky, Virginia, and Tennessee really was half of the foundation for Nashville and the Grand Ole Opry,
right,
and forming what we know as country music as a genre. Mountain music is literally half of the foundation.
And I think it's interesting to look back. I mean, you're right. So much of country music came out of the Appalachian Mountains to Nashville. But in later years, and you know, over the last 50, 60 years, you see bluegrass music that is so unique to Appalachian region appearing in places like the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, I think that's the great thing about music is how it's both universal and so specifically regional at the same time. And obviously bluegrass and country are different genres, but there's been so much overlap throughout the years, as we'll get into on this show, that while the genres are very different, they share a history. And that's so obvious when you kind of look at it in hindsight.
Yeah, I think for me, you know, I grew up in the middle of the plains, about as flat as you could get, but I still have this understanding of the mountains from country music that was playing on the radio. For example, the Smoky Mountains. So much of Dolly Parton's music is coming from the Smoky Mountains, and we're going to cover some of those songs today from that region.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm from, that's where I grew up, so I'm very familiar with what you're talking about, and I'm very proud of it. You know, you were learning about where I was from. I was learning about my history through those songs. I was learning about my culture and what my people went through. So I've always had a very special connection with what is known as quote-unquote mountain music, and proud of the effect it had on country music.
And today, because we're talking about mountains, and because mountains are so connected to the beginnings of country music, we're going to be playing a lot more traditional music and bluegrass music than we would normally on a show like this.
Yeah, well, this is forgotten country, and I think that we're on theme, and maybe people forget that country music has its origins in the same stuff that bluegrass has its origin in. You know, Brad Paisley didn't forget. Listen to Brad Paisley play bluegrass music and tell me there's not overlap in what country and what bluegrass is. It's all there, and I think most fans are aware of that.
Yeah, and before we get into the music, the last thing I want to say is so often this type of music is called country western music. And that's always been so interesting to me because, you know, I just say it. Like, I've always said it. Like, oh, what kind of music do you like? Oh, I like country western music. But really what that is two very different types of music. Country music, which is very much from the mountains and the hills of Appalachia, and western music, which is largely from Texas. When you really listen to them, they don't really sound that similar. Texas music doesn't have a lot of banjo to it. Appalachian music has a lot of banjo. They both have fiddles. They both have guitars. So there's definitely some overlap. But one of the songs that we're going to play today that I'm really excited about is from a Texas-based artist singing about the mountains.
Yeah, and I think in the beginning, there were clear distinctions between country and western. I think over time, and this is a theme on today's show, those things started to blend and mishmash, and it's a little less clear when we get into those definitions. I think what matters is that the culture from these regions and the people are expressing themselves through music. And coming from that area, I'm proud of that.
All right, well, let's get at it. The first song that we're going to play is a song that people might know from the early 2000s film, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? The theme of today is mountains, mountain songs, mountain music, songs about mountain songs that aren't really mountain music.
Yeah, we're going to get meta.
We're going to go to Meta Mountain. we're going to cover all of those. But the first one that we're going to play is traditional in every sense of the word.
Yeah, this is like one of the oldest American recorded songs, I think, at least in this genre.
Yeah.
If I'm saying it correctly.
For me, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which I think came out in 2000 or so, you know, I was in high school at the time. That was a big movie for me, mainly because of the soundtrack, and that was the first time that I heard really traditional American music, I think, for the first time. I mean, you would hear a little bit of fiddle music and stuff here and there, like in soundtracks on movies and television, but I grew up in the Midwest. You grew up in the South. I think you probably were hearing it a lot more than I was.
Well, more specifically, I grew up close to Siderville, where the record shop and the Acuffs like had a lot of this music going on. I grew up close to the Appalachian Museum. I think actually it's called the Museum of the Appalachians, where they played this music. But I tell you what it was for me, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That was the first time where I was like, oh, and it's cool.
Yeah. So the first song that we're going to play is The Big Rock Candy Mountain, and that's actually performed by Harry Kirby McClintock. I don't know that we were able to trace the origin of this song, but it's a song that goes back to the late 1800s, early 1900s. And I think it's interesting because to your point about, Oh Brother, We're Out Thou, making it cool, like, I think it's still cool today.
That movie?
the song?
Both are both cool. Yeah. I think so.
Well, we think
maybe not to like 18-year-olds or whatever. Maybe that's part of what it is. You age into realizing like, oh, this is old art that's rad, and not like, what is this lame old stuff?
Yeah. And to be clear, if we have 18-year-olds that are listening to us, you are cool.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what your friends...
The coolest.
It doesn't matter what your friends say.
Tell them about that new joint, Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Yeah, play this for all your friends on the TikToks. All right, here's the Big Rock Candy Mountain as performed by Harry Kirby McClintock.
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night, where the boxcars all are empty and the sun shines every day on the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, all the cops have wooden legs and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
The next song, some might say, is not a country song, but to me, it definitely sounds like a country song. It sounds like a country song straight out of the 70s. Do you have that reaction? It feels a little bit maybe folk country.
I had not had the reaction that it wasn't country, but I do recognize what you're saying. It feels very much like everything that was going on in the 70s that wasn't pop or outlaw, like that third sort of Graham Parsons-y lane. I think that's why I like Ian, is that he's a throwback. Even the haircut, which, you know, that doesn't matter, but it's like even the haircut and the way he wears his jeans, it's like, where did this guy come
from? He reminds me of somebody that grew up in the 70s listening to 60s country music.
Yes.
And sort of took the 70s sound and countrified it.
Well, and it's also funny because you think about how culture moves. It's like the Flying Burrito Brothers heard country, grew up in Arizona, live in California, heard country and made it into this thing. And then it's like this guy from the original place where country started heard them and flipped it back.
The reason why I think more than anything it belongs to this show is because I think people who like classic country legends music will like this. When I first heard Ian Noe online, I had to look and see if he was a new artist or if he was, you know, an artist that I just missed from 40 years ago at this point.
I just found out about him recently. Someone put his latest album on their, like, year-end best list, and it was somebody I respect. It was somebody we featured on the show, actually. It was BJ Barham of American Aquarium, and I said, who? And it's rare for me to have that moment inside the world of alt country and Americana. And literally the moment I hit play, I was mesmerized.
Yeah. Same dynamic for me for sure. All right. So this is Appalachian Haze by Ian Noe.
Morning's gone and the TV's on, been raining for weeks. coffee cans and an old box fan floating in the creek, and no better time to ride the line. Ain't seen the law in days. It's your own town when the mountain sounds this Appalachia haze. Well, Bobby dreams on the back porch swing. We keep an eye on him. He's counting all the basketballs, brushing past the limbs. Remembers when he was only 10, they left the homestead crazed, and they busted for just a flying tour this Appalachia haze. Whiskey flows, says she goes too hard. There's plastic pets in a blue swing set, rusted in the yard. So that child, she was always wild, setting her own ways. She sleeps downtown with her arms around that Appalachia haze. Here comes John with his buttons on. He's optimistic still. We'll stand in the rain for a good campaign. We'll tell him how you feel. You said you see that just like me, we're in for the glory days. The Savior's come to lead us from this Appalachia haze. Now they're cutting pines and power lines. I watch the gutter drain. Down every ridge, there's a washed out bridge, covered up in cane. But I got a friend just around the bend, you ought to hear her play. I pick along while she hammers on this Appalachia haze.
We definitely are featuring a few throwbacks on this show, starting with Rock Candy Mountain, but then also now Mountain Dew with Ralph Stanley. I have to ask, I mean, you grew up in Eastern Tennessee. Was bluegrass, I mean, bluegrass is more Kentucky.
I think it's all of Appalachia. I think that Kentucky gets a lot of the credit because of Monroe.
Yeah.
But Dr. Stanley, if I'm not mistaken, hails from North Carolina.
I think it is North Carolina.
And then, you know, there in Knoxville, we had a lot of players and pickers. Acuff comes to mind as probably the most famous. But I certainly grew up with bluegrass. I have an uncle who played the banjo and plays guitar in church. A lot of the church hymns we would sing were in the style of, hey, this one's in the key of C, and then they'd just go. And a lot of the pickers were bluegrass pickers, so we would have kind of bluegrass gospel versions of hymns from the 1800s, you know, and that was what I grew up around. I didn't know it was bluegrass, you know. I just thought that was what gospel music was.
For sure. Well, we can't have a show about mountains and country music and mountain songs without good old Mountain Dew. So here's Mountain Dew by Ralph Stanley.
Here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Roosevelt told him just how he felt when he heard that the dry log gone through. If your liquor's too red, it'll swell up your head. You better stick to that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Preacher rode by with his head hoisted high, said his wife had been down with a flu. He thought that I ought to sell him a quart of my good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Snort, he sawed off and short. He measures 4 feet two, but he feels like the giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
I'm Matt Hildreth, and you're listening to The Forgotten Country Show. Coming up, we'll be hearing from Loretta Lynn, Alabama, Dolly Parton, Tom T. Hall, and a host of others, so you'll definitely want to stick around.
St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
I retired my red lipstick because you said you didn't like it. I didn't wear my high heel shoes because I couldn't be taller than you. I didn't want to lose my friends, but now it's hard to even find them. What you wanted, ain't it? It's what you wanted. I thought I'd miss you. I thought it hurt me. Thought I'd miss you. I thought I'd miss you. But I miss me more. I miss my own beat to my own snare drum. My own sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams, I forgot I had wings, forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. Yeah, I thought I'd miss you, but I miss me more. I turned them up to 10, and then I played them all again. I found my independence, can't believe I ever lost it. What you wanted, ain't it? It's what you wanted. I thought I'd miss you. I thought it hurt me. Thought I'd miss you. Yeah, I thought I'd miss you. But I miss me more. I miss my own beat to my own snare drum. My own sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams, I forgot I had wings, forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. Yeah, I thought I'd miss you, but I miss me more. Thought it hurt me, and I'd wanna kiss you. I thought I'd miss you. my own beat to my own snare drum.
I'm his neighbor.
Miss my own sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams, I forgot I had wings, forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. And I thought I'd miss you, but I miss me more.
Sit and ponder about life, love, and the lack of, and this emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still, too young to be over the hill still. Trying to grow up, but who knows where to start. So I just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best, waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Sun comes up and sun sinks down and I've seen them both in this tourist town. Up for days in a rage, just trying to search my soul for all the answers and the reasons why I'm at these crossroads in my life. And I really don't know which way to go. So I just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best, waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Which road I'll travel is still a mystery to me. So I'll just sit right here, have another beer in Mexico. Do my best, waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Down in Mexico.
Country legends from St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM. St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
Well, it's been a long time. Glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know, I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, 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 I'm all right. I got a good old friend here with me tonight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Well, we had a lot of dreams when we were younger. They thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. This evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I guess I'm doing all right.
Say hello, and I don't mean to pry, but girl, I gotta know, what is your name? How come I ain't seen you around before? So, you know, I ain't never had a type, having a type takes two, but I know what I like, and you're the only one of you, you're something else. And I know we just met, but I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew what love was. Give up on it, but honey, you got my hopes up, and I'm thinking that I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks. I wanna take you home tonight, just take you home tonight. Get Joni on the phone, she'll leave us on the light. I wanna see the way you look up under all those stars. You're gonna be the talk, words gonna get around. They'll tell you how they thought I'd never settle down out on the porch. Ain't it funny the way things change? I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew what love was. Gave up on it, but honey, you got my hopes up, and I'm thinking that I want to introduce you to my kinfolk.
Southwest Wisconsin's country legends, St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
Craving something tasty and healthy? Look no further than Simply Bowls. Dive into our mouth-watering sorbet bowls and refreshing smoothies. The perfect blend of delicious and nutritious. At Simply Bowls in New Richmond, we're on a mission to bring your family the best in healthy indulgence. Our menu is a symphony of flavors designed to keep you active and energized. Swing by Simply Bowls today, where good food and health go hand in hand. Simply Bowls, because living an active life never tasted this good. Learn more at simplybowlsnr.com.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Country legends on St. Croix Country.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. This is the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we're talking all about mountain songs and country music. Next song, Drew, is an interesting song because it is a classic country musician in a collaboration with a more contemporary rock artist. So this is High on the Mountaintop with Loretta Lynn, but she's collaborating with Jack White of the White Stripes.
I love this song. I love Loretta Lynn. Loretta Lynn, the coal miner's daughter, means a lot to my people, Appalachians, hillbillies, quintessential mountain woman. And then here is a celebration of mountain life made with arguably the biggest rock star in the world. I know rock isn't as big as it used to be, but Jack White's probably the biggest one now. That's such a cool journey to think about her and her daddy working in a coal mine, to her becoming the queen of country, then to her working with Jack White and all the while singing about mountain people.
Yeah, she was always able to be traditional, but also surprising at the same time.
Exactly. I love it. The Pill, same exact thing. A classic country song about, at that time, a very controversial contemporary issue.
Yeah, so it's like once you think you start understanding who she is and what she's about and what she represents, she kind of changes it.
Yeah, I think she's being true to herself, and it's hard to put people in a box. In the day and age of the internet and in the day and age of radio and TV, it's hard to put people in a box, especially if they're really being themselves.
For sure. Well, here is High on a Mountaintop by Loretta Lynn. Here's another song that we cannot leave out on our mountain music playlist in country music, Mountain Music by Alabama.
I like that this is a song about mountain music, but it is not a mountain music song. And what I mean by that is, you know, the whole crux of the song is play me some mountain music like grandma and grandpa used to play. But other than one breakdown in the song, it's really hard to call this mountain music. This is country music. Pop version of the late 80s, early 90s. Well, I like that. I think that's great.
Are there mountains in Alabama?
There are no mountains in Alabama. I don't think
so. Is Alabama from Alabama? I guess I should know that.
They are, but you could totally imagine that. I'm sure they didn't write the song, but that's you could true. Easily imagine that their grandparents were from the mountains.
Okay.
And moved to Alabama to work for TVA, as an example, and then bringing their music with them.
Well, I definitely love the song and the connection to the past. I love a throwback to a throwback. So here we have Mountain Music by Alabama.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway.
I don't think we could get through the show today without playing at least something from Dolly Parton. So you pick this one, Drew.
I don't believe in kings and queens. I think it's silly that other countries do that. But I also admit that we're talking about Appalachian royalty right now. People will fight you over Dolly in the South. My wife actually picked the song. Loves her so much. I got to send my wife to a Dolly concert for her birthday one year. We were living in New York trying to make it as artists. We didn't have no money. And I couldn't afford one ticket, much less two. So I put one on credit and sent her by herself. You know, great birthday present. You're going to go by yourself. So my wife, she's a real sweet person. She was trying to find her seat. And I guess the usher kind of felt sorry for her because she couldn't find her seat and because she was alone. The usher was like, "Are you alone, baby?" And she was like, "Yeah." And she sent her front row, took her right to the front row. That's not the seat I bought. Right in the center. And then Andy sent me pictures of her just squalling, crying the whole concert as Dolly sang. Dolly was probably 65 at that time and still had it.
Yeah, I think it's been fascinating to see her career. I mean, growing up, you know, Dolly Parton was everywhere. And then she kind of disappeared for a couple of years, but she's come back with a bang.
Dolly Parton is a rare combination of otherworldly generational talent. That voice, her ability to write songs. There's a legend that she wrote, "I Will Always Love You" and "Islands in the Stream" on the same day.
Yeah.
Mixed with a marketing genius. Dolly Parton is relevant whenever she wants to be.
That's true. Did she really write both those songs the same day, or is that just like urban legend?
A lot of people say it's an urban legend. I don't know. Yeah,
I believe it. I choose to believe it. All right. Well, here we have "Early Morning Breeze" by Dolly Parton.
I open up my door to greet the early morning sun, closing it behind me, and away I do run to the meadow. In the meadow I go walking in the early morning breeze. I cup my hands to catch a multicolored butterfly perched upon the petals of a flower growing wild. Bring it, I watch it as it flies away from me to visit with the flowers. Early morning breeze. Rainbow colored flowers kissed with early morning sun. The aster and the dahlia and the wild geranium. Drops of morning dew still linger on the iris leaves in the meadow where I'm walking in the early morning breeze. Misty-eyed, I look about the meadow where I stray, for it's there I find the courage to greet the coming day. For there among the flowers I kneel gently to my knees to have a word with God in the early morning breeze. Morning breeze.
I'm Matt Hildreth, and you're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Coming up, we have songs from Tom T. Hall, Earl Scruggs, O'Bella Reed, and Vince Gill, so you'll definitely want to stick around.
Country Legends on St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking all about mountain songs and country music. I do think, Drew, today's country music has been shaped dramatically by Chris Stapleton.
100%. Tyler Childers, Sturgill Simpson, Jason Isbell. These are names that I would imagine some of our listeners have heard of, but a lot of them have not. Chris Stapleton is the bridge between country radio and what Tyler Childers is doing. And Tyler Childers is now on country radio in large part, I don't want to say because of Chris Stapleton, but because Chris Stapleton showed country radio that you can do it sort of the Americana way.
Yeah, and I think there's a few artists that were doing that before, like Alison Krauss comes to mind, right? Like,
sure.
Alison Krauss, legitimate bluegrass musician, accepted in traditional bluegrass circles. There are radio stations, at least there were radio stations that would play Alison Krauss. Obviously, the Brad Paisley collaboration on Whiskey Lullaby was a pop, you know, country radio station hit. But Chris Stapleton also seems to be operating in that space where he's able to really throw back to the traditions of country music while also reaching an audience that's looking for something maybe beyond just, you know, Big Rock Candy Mountain?
Well, when you have a voice like he does, it's almost as if you can transcend all these things. And yeah, Blue Side of the Mountain is a great song. The Steel Drivers, his first band, are a really cool band.
Yeah, the reason that why I do like playing this song, Blue Side of the Mountain by the Steel Drivers, is because for those that are Chris Stapleton fans, I think sometimes they don't realize the connection to the Steel Drivers.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I think I saw the Steel Drivers in Boston before Chris Stapleton was Chris Stapleton with like 40 other people.
Yeah, and I know people that knew him from back in those days and said he was just, you know, an excellent person. And I think that featuring songs like this is a key part of the show. So the next song we have here is Blue Side of the Mountain by the Steel Drivers, of course, featuring Chris Stapleton.